9.18. Interview with an Entomologist, Part 2.
Quite a lot of people have phobias of insects and spiders. Why do you think that is?
I sometimes wonder why people have a phobia. I mean, they say it's because they're unpredictable. They move in a strange way. They've got lots of legs. Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's passed on. I think if you're a kid growing up, you have a fascination with the thing around, all the animals around you. And I think adults sometimes pass their fears on by going, "Oh, what's that? You know, oh, spider." You know, in some parts of the world, it's perfectly justifiable to have a fear of spiders, because there are many places in the world where, you know, spiders can injure you severely. You know, in the UK, however, there are no spiders which can injure you at all. You might get a slight irritation or, you know, a swelling. But still, there are something like 7 million people in the United Kingdom who are terrified of spiders and moths.
Do you think it's possible for them to be cured of their phobia?
It is possible to train people out of fears by simply exposing them to something, you know, or on a regular basis. And perhaps if they have a spider phobia, you start with a very small spider and you say, well, have it on your hand, look at it, examine it, you know, it's fine. And I've actually cured a girl who had a spider phobia in a day, and by the end of the day, she was able to hold a tarantula. I think if people look at the natural world, if they look at insects or spiders and they understand them, then you begin to really enjoy them. But if you just cut yourself off, which is what most people do, they say, you know, I'm going to have an insect-free zone around me. It's not possible.
I'm assuming you're not afraid of any insects or spiders, but have you ever been in a situation where you were genuinely frightened of an animal?
We were filming in the Amazon after dark, because it was a program about animals after dark, and I saw a head of a snake poking out from under a leaf. And of course, I thought, well, this is great, you know, quick, camera, come on, let's get down and have a look at this thing. You know, I'm not stupid, so I got a stick and I lifted this leaf up gingerly. And of course, it was a fer de lance, which is one of the most dangerous snakes in the whole of South America, responsible for more human deaths than probably any other snake. And as I lifted it up, it sort of looked at me, you know, and they don't like head torches. So I'm wearing a head torch shining right in its face. It does this, you know, and then I realized that it's 4 feet long. It's twice as long as my stick, which means that it could get me very easily indeed. So I just sort of froze. I could feel my heart pounding, and I just gingerly put the leaf down and said, well, we'll just leave this one, I think. That could have been very nasty.